The Fetzer Broadcasting Company presents Western Michigan at Work. Here is a program about the industries and professions in which the people of Western Michigan earn their living. Each week with our guide, Dr. Willis Dunbar, we visit one of the industries where you will find Western Michigan at work. This evening, you will hear about the Burgess Seed and Plant Company of Galesburg. Here is Dr. Dunbar.
Good evening. Maybe the thaw which we've been enjoying last week and this week has made you think of spring. And spring, to many of our listeners, means gardens. During the war and since the war, many people have raised vegetable gardens as a patriotic as well as a practical activity. This year, we are being asked to raise freedom gardens. Well, whether it's a war garden, a victory garden, a freedom garden, or just an ordinary vegetable or flower garden, thousands of people get a big kick out of watching plants grow. And in the wintertime, when it's too cold outside to work in the garden, a great many folks raise houseplants. The business we are going to talk about now will interest all of you who have a green thumb or wish you had one. The Burgess Seed and Plant Company of Galesburg, Michigan sells all kinds of flower and vegetable seeds, bulbs, shrubs, and plants for growing outdoors or in the house. Probably not many of you know that it's one of the largest such businesses in the whole world. Last fall, Burgess shipped 2 million tulip bulbs alone. Altogether, between 4 and 5 million bulbs are sold each season. And that's only about a third of the business. Burgess has a 300-acre farm devoted entirely to breeding seeds and producing stock seed. Another 70-acre farm is used for plants and bulbs. The company has extensive greenhouses for growing houseplants. The minimum payroll includes around 90 people. In the busy seasons, this increases to 180, the additional workers mainly helping in clerical work, packing, and shipping. Over 100,000 greenhouse plants are grown in pots, packed, and shipped every year. So you see, this is a sizable business, even if it is located in a small city. Perhaps we can get a better idea of the scope of the company's activities by talking with one of our guests this evening, Mrs. Louise Denikus. Mrs. Denikus is General Office Manager and Personnel Director at the Burgess Seed and Plant Company. Mrs. Denikus, how many catalogs do you send out each year?
About 900,000 general catalogs in January and 250,000 fall bulb catalogs in May and early June.
Well, now, why do you mail out your fall bulb catalogs so early in the year?
Well, most of the fall planting bulbs flower early in the spring, and this gives our customers an opportunity to make his selections while the flowers are in bloom.
I see. Now, from how large a territory do you receive orders?
Orders are received from the entire United States, including territories and possessions, as well as a great many foreign countries.
Foreign countries? Well, what are some of these foreign countries to which you ship?
Well, I don't know. I guess we'd better say far off Tibet and even places north of the Arctic Circle.
Mm-hmm. How many foreign countries have you shipped to?
Well, before the war, I think about 200. But with present restrictions on world trade, this number has been reduced to about 80.
And you send some of those to places as far off as Tibet and Greenland and
that's
the Arctic
right.
Circle. Well, that's very interesting. How many orders a day do you receive in the peak season?
Well, I'd say 6,000 to 7,000.
What is the peak season for your orders and shipments?
Well, I think the latter part of March and April.
How many shipments do you make during a season?
I can't give exact figure on that, but I think it will run well over 1 million.
In your capacity as personnel manager now, where do you get the extra help when you need it?
During the season when we require extra help, many housewives from Galesburg and surrounding communities come in to help out.
I see. Well, thank you very much, Mrs. Denikus, for being with us and telling us these interesting facts about the Burgess Seed and Plant Company. I think I ought to explain that most of the sales are retail sales, many for only a few dollars. Most of the firm's customers are amateur gardeners or plant growers, although many sales are made to professional growers. Everything is sold by catalog. Shipments go out mainly by parcel post. And incidentally, you might be interested in the fact that local trains sometimes have to stop in Galesburg for 30 or 45 minutes to load the shipments. Let's take a look now at the history of this business. It was started back in 1913 by Harry W. Burgess, who was then in his early 30s. He was a printer and advertising man in Grand Rapids before he started in this business. He had several accounts of seed and plant growers and finally decided to start such a business himself. Galesburg was selected because it had good transportation facilities, the railroad, and in those days, the interurban. It also was so situated that good growing land was readily accessible. The business has enjoyed a gradual, steady growth down through the years. There hasn't been anything particularly spectacular about it. In the beginning, it was probably 99% hard work that built the business. Harry Burgess often was at his desk at 6 o'clock in the morning and worked until late at night. His knowledge of advertising and printing was a big asset, of course. Advertising can count, however, only if the product is good and the service is good. Down through the years, Burgess gradually has built up a long list of satisfied customers who send in their orders year after year. Harry Burgess had two sons, Eldon and David. While they were in school, they worked Saturdays and late afternoons, learning the business from bottom to top. When the elder Mr. Burgess died in 1944, they were able to carry on. Eldon Burgess now has general charge of the bulb and plants end of the business, while David Burgess looks after the seeds. Vegetable seeds are grown for Burgess by farmers on contract. Burgess furnishes the seeds from which the seed plants are grown and supervises the care and harvesting. Seeds grown in this locality include beans, squash, pumpkins, melons, tomatoes, corn, and radishes. And radishes are the only root crop for which it is economical to grow seeds in this climate. You see, most root crops are biennials. They don't seed until the second year. Hence, they're grown largely on the West Coast, where the beets or the carrots or the turnips are left in the ground during their dormant period. Seed peas are grown mostly in Idaho, and flower seeds sold by Burgess are grown by contractors on the West Coast. This year, Burgess is pioneering in a new kind of seed, in which I think you will be interested. They're called pelleted seeds. They are seeds which have been coated with layers of beneficial and protective materials that encourage better germination, give the young plants nourishment for more dependable and faster growth, and protect them from diseases in the early stages of growth. The pelleting process leaves the seeds encased in a smooth, spherical pellet form that are uniform in size and much larger than the original seeds, and that makes them much easier to plant, too. Probably some of you have shared my experience in trying to plant very small seeds. It's mighty hard to sow them thin enough and get them evenly distributed in the row. Several different kinds of flower and vegetable seeds are going to be available this year from Burgess in the pelleted form. Speaking of seeds, however, I think I should introduce our other guest this evening, who knows much more about seeds than I do. He's Gordon Morrison, who has charge of the Burgess Seed Breeding Station. Mr. Morrison received his degree in science at Michigan State College, and then followed that up with 4 years of plant breeding research at the Carnegie Institution in Washington. I'd like to have you explain to our listeners, Mr. Morrison, how new varieties of seeds are produced.
Dr. Dunbar, the most common method of originating new varieties of flowers and vegetables involves the use of our modern knowledge of the principles of heredity. First, we outline the special requirements that must be met in the new variety. Then we choose the best specimen plants available, each of which has outstanding valuable features, such as earliness, disease resistance, or superior table quality, that will contribute to the makeup of our new variety. Naturally, each of these prospective parents shows some faulty characters that must be excluded from the new variety. Our chosen specimen plants are cross-pollinated, or mated, so to speak, to yield an artificial hybrid from which seeds are harvested. Then follow several generations of carefully controlled selective inbreeding that results in a new variety that possesses the required desirable characters and from which undesirable characters have been excluded. Sometimes an enthusiastic customer sends us seeds of promising specimens of flowers or vegetables. Most commonly, these prove to be seeds of natural hybrids. Subjected to generations of selective inbreeding, at the Burgess Seed Breeding Station near Climax, these chance hybrids sometimes give rise to really valuable new varieties for general use.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mr. Morrison, after you get the kind of a plant you want, how do you continue it and make it keep true to its variety?
We keep our varieties of flowers and vegetables true to type year after year by careful separation of seed crops. Varieties of insect-pollinated kinds, such as cucumbers, must be grown wide apart and with special regard for the locations of bee colonies. Varieties of wind-pollinated kinds, such as sweet corn, must be grown in widely separated acreages and with a special regard for the directions of prevailing winds during the tasseling season.
Now, about how many pounds of seeds would you say that you produce a year, Mr. Morrison?
Oh, I should say about 500,000 pounds. We produce over 30,000 pounds of tomato seeds alone, which is enough to plant nearly 500,000 acres.
My, that's a lot of tomatoes. How many acres of land are required to produce this vast quantity of garden seeds?
Oh, an average of more than 5,000 acres a year for the garden seeds and another 5,000 for our other products.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Morrison, for this very informative discussion. Advertising is, of course, a vital part of this business. Mrs. Denikus has indicated the huge numbers of catalogs which have to be designed, printed in color, and mailed. You might be interested also in the fact that the Burgess Seed and Plant Company will have advertising in 70 different publications this year. Farm and garden magazines, the garden sections of Sunday dailies, church, lodge, and even foreign language newspapers are used. I enjoyed my trip through the Burgess plant a great deal. It's much larger than I imagined, incidentally. I saw a machine which could put seeds in 3,000 packages an hour. I saw warehouses full of shrubs for sale this spring, all kinds of ornamental shrubs and bushes. The apparatus for cleaning and milling seeds alone represents an investment of around $20,000. I found the greenhouses fascinating. Of course, they don't look quite like an ordinary florist's greenhouse because the plants are all shipped out before they blossom. There were many different varieties, all for fanciers of house-grown plants. Many of them were rather unusual. I was surprised to learn that one of the most popular items is the lemon plant, the plant from which the lemon tree grows. Apparently, lots of folks like to grow these right in their own homes. And the blossoms on this lemon tree are very fragrant. The fruit grows much larger than the ordinary lemons. And I also was very much interested in seeing several cobra orchids. Now, this is a carnivorous plant that you may have heard about. It catches flies and eats raw meat and likes ants and bugs. Our time is up, so I can't tell you any more about it. If you're skeptical, just go out there and see for yourself. They sell for $1 apiece, but this isn't a commercial program. Back to your announcer.
You have been listening to another program in the series Western Michigan at Work, tonight featuring the Burgess Seed and Plant Company of Galesburg. Next week, we will bring you a program about the Kalamazoo Accountants Association. This has been another in the many programs presented in the public interest by the Fetzer Broadcasting Company.
On the Burdick Hotels.